Let's turn now to a new front in the fight against cancer. We usually think of vaccines as preventing illness, but some cancer researchers hope to create a vaccine that will treat the disease. And they've made progress recently on a whole new mode of fighting cancer called a personal cancer vaccine, a treatment that would be custom-made for a single patient. Carrie Goldberg of member station WBUR reports.
Martha Pfeiffer knew she was at high risk for melanoma, a potentially deadly skin cancer.
I had a gazillion sunburns as a kid. It was sort of the classic thing my poor mother tried and tried.
In 2012, she felt a new mole on the back of her arm.
And I said, I don't remember that. And I looked at it. I didn't think much of it, and I didn't go running right in. But sure enough, that one turned out to be the one that I got the call about.
The mole was melanoma. Pfeiffer had surgery to remove the tumor and the lymph nodes under her arm. A couple of years later, more melanoma turned up and she needed more surgery. Not an uncommon course of events so far, but now it gets futuristic. She qualified for a study at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston that began by taking cells from her tumor to analyze their DNA.
And then they did a genetic mapping of the cells, and they were able to isolate the mutated cells that were specific to the melanoma. And that's where the cooking comes in.
The cooking uses a scientific recipe that was published recently in the journal Nature. You take those unique tumor mutations and you use prediction algorithms to choose about 20 of them as likely to be your best targets. Then you make a vaccine that trains the patient's immune system to attack only cells with those targets. You add a booster that stimulates the patient's immune response.
We actually create and synthesize a vaccine just for that individual, so it never existed anywhere else in the world and will never again because only that person has that cancer.
Nir Hakohen is an immunologist at Massachusetts General Hospital and the Broad Institute. He says you then inject the vaccine into the patient's arms or legs multiple times, and if all goes well, the patient's own immune cells will hunt down the tumor cells that they're now trained to recognize, even if the cancer has spread.
When they find the tumor, or any piece of the tumor, they'll start to attack it. And the hope is to be able to get this vaccine to work strongly enough to completely eliminate the tumor, not to just kill a little bit of it.
Familiar vaccines, like the shots against measles or chickenpox, also train our own immune system to recognize and kill an invader. But this personal vaccine is what's called a therapeutic vaccine. It treats an illness rather than prevents it. For decades, the quest for a therapeutic vaccine against cancer has frustrated researchers. Dr. Catherine Wu at Dana-Farber and the Broad Institute says even a couple of years ago, cancer vaccines did not look promising.
When I was a postdoc, all the literature was about how vaccines didn't work. There were plenty of studies, clinical trials that could see laboratory evidence of immune responses, but it didn't do anything for the patients.
Now, there's been dramatic progress on analyzing tumor DNA and on treatments that harness the patient's own immune system to fight cancer. Traditional cancer treatments, like chemotherapy, can cause harsh side effects because they attack healthy cells along with the cancer. But a personal cancer vaccine is so precisely targeted at tumor cells that the side effects can be no worse than a mild flu. Dr. Glenn Dranoff with the pharmaceutical company Novartis is a longtime leader in cancer vaccines. He says these personal vaccines successfully combine the power of cancer genetics with new insights into the immune system.
So the work is scientifically very compelling.
It's a novel approach, he says, an elegant proof of concept, but
whether or not that's going to translate into better outcomes for cancer patients is going to require significant more study and clinical testing.
That will take extensive clinical trials. It also remains to be seen how much personal cancer vaccines could cost. Some other new cancer treatments run hundreds of thousands of dollars. Clinical trials are now underway to try this type of personal vaccine for lung and bladder cancer and glioblastoma, the brain cancer. So interest is high, but these are early days. Martha Pfeiffer was one of just six melanoma patients in the 2-year study that was published in Nature. Her scans have remained clear so far, but she has no guarantee the cancer will not recur.
I'm going on the assumption that this is working, but people say to you, oh, did the vaccine work? And my response is, you only know if it doesn't work, really.
Whatever happens, Pfeiffer is a pioneer patient in the exploration of new cancer treatments that involve a personal drug developed for each patient. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.